Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, Fan Hotline brought to you by Sullivan Super Service. And on the line right now, the Super Bowl champion, a man who was sitting right next to Ben Roethlisberger at that incredible Super Bowl 40 reunion at Heinz Field. I called it Heinz Field. At Acrisure Stadium last Sunday.
It was Heinz Field when they won it.
Absolutely. B-Mac, Bryant McFadden back with us. B-Mac, what was that weekend like for you?
Honestly, it was amazing. Just to be able to get together after 20 years, it was amazing, man. Seeing most of the guys there, most of the coaches were there, being able to reflect and reminisce and talk about memories that we endured throughout that story-filled season, and just seeing the appreciation from the fans that were there, man. It's a surreal feeling. And the thing about becoming a champion, you know, on a professional level, at some point in time in your career, you will be considered a former player, but never in your lifetime will you be considered a former champion. Once a champion, always a champion, and we were able to achieve that. And the thing about the fifth Super Bowl, which was Super Bowl 40, for us to become the first organization to get to six, the fifth had to happen. And I was just happy to be a part of that amazing group.
And so was Jeff Reed, based on some of the pictures
ask.
I saw of him, B-Mac. Yeah. He looked like he was having some fun.
B-Mac, how did he get in the very dead center of that picture, man?
Jeff Reed is going to do Jeff Reed like things. Jeff Reed, the only thing that has changed with Jeff Reed is his age. He still has a unique sense of humor, his personality, and he just fits who he was, man. And think about Jeff Reed, especially in 2005, man. He made big kicks for us.
Oh,
man.
Yeah.
Massive kicks, man. He came through in the clutch. And the thing I remember most about Jeff Reed, anytime there was a game-winning field goal attempt, I never wavered. I never felt like, man, he might not get it. I mean, let's go. Remember the Monday night game against the Chargers? That Monday night game against the Chargers, man, out in San Diego, man, he came in with the utmost confidence and sealed the deal for us. So Jeff Reed is Jeff Reed.
Of all your teammates who were in that picture, who looked like if they needed to play tomorrow would be out there and could get after it?
Even though he lost some weight, he's still strong as an ox. I'll say Casey Hampton.
And now
we won't ask you about the guys that went the other way, B-Mac.
Well, thank you. But the thing about Hamp lost weight, of course. If you haven't seen Casey Hampton, he slimmed up a lot. But he's still probably north of 280, but he's still strong. I mean, so Larry Foote was already joking about, man, Hamp, I know you done lost some weight. I believe I can slam you now. And first thing Hamp said would grab me. Try me and see.
B-Mac, in that picture, who was it, Pony, that we were laughing about was getting man spread? You know, somebody else was sitting next to them, had their legs spread. Bettis. Bettis was sitting next to whoever.
His legs were spread out, and Faneca had to get real skinny.
Yeah, B-Mac. Poor Faneca had to get real skinny, and he got real skinny because on the other side of him was Art II, so he can't, like, push into Art. He was in a horrible spot
and
for
Bettis
a former O-lineman.
Bettis had his legs all spaced out there.
Bettis looked like he was in the middle seat on a plane just
like
establishing dominance. Yeah.
Hey, that's the thing about Big Red. Big Red is no longer Big Red anymore because of your point. He can get skinny now because he lost a lot of weight sitting in that type of position.
You saw the Steelers turn in what was defensively like a Super Bowl 40, Super Bowl 43 vintage performance there, B-Mac, didn't you?
No question. And shouts out to Pony. Pony has been. Pony is a is an emotional roller coaster with Pittsburgh Steelers. You don't know.
You don't
exactly
say, B-Mac. You're gonna get B-Mac, that might be the understatement of the entire year by you, right?
I called it.
For fans there in Pittsburgh that listen to the fan weekly and daily, Pony is the one radio personality where they love and they hate him all together. I know you receive hate mail weekly, Pony. It had to be
daily,
shouts out
hourly,
to Pony, because you gave the affirmation
right
last week. You did. You gave the affirmation and said, this is the game that Pittsburgh is going to beat them. This is what they do. So shots out to you, but it was a much-needed win, man. You needed to win that ball game, and you needed that defensive performance, because the thing about the defensive performances in weeks past, they weren't delivering because they lacked talent. They weren't delivering because of lack of execution and just a lack of communication. But they got the dudes on the defense on every level. They got dudes. So that was the most confusing part about what we saw against Cincinnati, what we saw against Green Bay, where fans were, like, really scratching their head, like, what the freak is going on? But they were able to put together against the Colts. They slowed down the Colts' momentum, and they won the ball game. And like I said earlier this week, the final score, the game was not that close at all. That game was not that close based on what the final score was. Now the question is, can they take that same show last week on the road this week?
Do you think they can?
I think they can. This is a favorable matchup for the Chargers. Now, the thing about the Chargers, guys, Coach Harbaugh, in terms of just being a really, really good coach, man, he can coach football. He can coach football because they're dealing with a lot of injuries, but you can't tell. They still find ways to win. But for the Steelers, number one, without Amarion Hampton in the fold, they've had issues running the football. So now they're almost forced to be one-dimensional. And if you're forced to be one-dimensional with our edge rushers, that's not a good recipe for success. So that's why I think this is a great matchup for the Pittsburgh Steelers. And for offensively, you know, you got to protect the football and allow 8 to do what 8 has been doing.
Pony and I, though, had a bit of a debate, and I'm wondering about your perspective as a guy who actually played defense. I said, if as a fan, it would have actually been, weirdly enough, more reassuring to me to see the Steelers' defense in that Colts game just forcing punt after punt after punt, just kind of like brick-walling those guys. Like the 2000 Ravens used to do this a lot, I feel like, versus forcing so many turnovers, just because as an observer, I think, man, turnovers are not something you can necessarily count on. A guy might drop a ball, you're not going to get a fumble, or it bounces back to the other team. How do you look at like that style of defense, you know, as far as is it when you're on the defense, you're like, yeah, we're going to force, you know, 4 more, 6 more next week, or are you trying to just get more stops because that's more sustainable maybe?
Well, turnovers and stops are basically essentially the same thing, right? You get your offense the football. If you force them to punt, the offense receives the football. If you force the turnover, the offense receives the football. And the thing about turnovers, they're contagious. They come in bunches. And I remember our personal goal when I was there with Coach LeBeau, our personal turnover goal was 3 turnovers a game. That's what we wanted to force. That was the goal. And if you look at some of those outstanding defenses, man, we were very, very close to doing that weekly. So what we saw last week can definitely jumpstart a consistency in turning the football over. But if you're not able to do that, you still have the mindset to be able to force the necessary punts.
Yeah.
Because what we saw last week, Jonathan Taylor was the hottest running back in the National Football League before Sunday. And, man, they effaced him out of the game plan. So that's why I said this matchup with the Chargers Sunday, it's a great matchup because they're almost one-dimensional out the gate because they can't run the football. They don't have the personnel to do so. And they just lost Joe Alt for the season. They're missing both tackles.
Yep.
They just brought in Trevor Penei, former first rounder from the Saints, but heck, he won't be as acclimated with this game, with their game plan in a week's time. So to your question, you want both. That's what you want. You want both. You want to be able to force turnovers, but you also want to be able to force the punts. So what happens if the Steelers are not forcing the necessary turnovers? Remember against the Patriots, they had 5 turnovers, if I'm not mistaken, right?
Yep.
And we won that ball game. Now we saw we had 6 last week. Are they good enough to still be dominant if they're not forcing the turnovers? I think so.
How about the decision to not do anything at the trade deadline? DK Metcalf came out this week and said, hey, eventually they're going to have to respect the other guys in this offense. I don't agree with that. Those guys got to do something to cause the defense to change up what they're doing and not double-team DK Metcalf. I wanted help. I thought Shaheed or Myers would have helped, and it wouldn't have taken a lot to get him, B-Mac. What do you think?
No question. And this is what I heard. Now, you got your guys, you know, you guys' boots are on the ground there in Pittsburgh, so probably you got more information than I do from afar. But what I heard was Omar tried to get Shahid, and Mickey Loomis allowed Shahid because the compensation was basically the same. So whatever Seattle was offering, Pittsburgh was offering the same thing. Now, this is what I heard. I don't know how true it is. I'm just telling you what I heard. But Mickey Loomis allowed Shahid to pick which team you wanted to go to. And I heard he decided to go with Seattle.
Well, he played for the offensive coordinator, and Kubiak was in New Orleans with him, so that would make sense.
Which would make perfect sense, right? So Omar tried. Unfortunately, the player he identified as that one missing piece decided to go elsewhere, to go to familiar into a more familiar situation, which you can't not. So to answer your question, they tried. From what I heard, like I said, you guys can go ahead and do your due diligence to see how concrete that is. But that's what I heard. And we've already we knew they were trying to get wide receivers. I mean, they were trying for a long, long time to get wide receivers. So the question is, who can step up outside of DK Metcalf, outside of the tight ends? We don't know. Calvin Austin is serviceable, no question. But we need more. We need more. Can Roman Wilson bounce back from last week, right, the turnover? Can he bounce back? Now, I'm going to throw out a name that I think could emerge, especially in the month of November, late November, early December, that could actually help us out. That's MVS, Marcus Valdez-Scantling. I think he could emerge to be a playmaker once he gets accustomed to this playbook and already being familiar with Aaron Rodgers, because there is a need at the wide receiver position. Omar tried. We struck out. Now we got to go to battle with the guys in the locker room.
Man. Do you believe in Roman Wilson? Like, Mike Tomlin, I thought it was interesting, B-Mac. He gets asked about, or he lumps Wilson in with his skill guys and says he's largely on an upward trajectory. And then I feel like Mike, in a backwards way, only said what he said next because he actually still is optimistic about the guy. He just goes, except for the boneheaded play at the end of the game with ball security, and made it a point to say that. And I actually felt like he said it that way in a weird way because he still believes in the guy. Like, if he just didn't mention him or ignored him altogether, I would feel worse about Wilson standing within the team than I do after hearing that.
I take it as twofold. I take it as, yes, he still believes in him, but I also take it as his patience is starting to run short.
Gotcha.
That's what I take it as. Because to your point, he mentioned his name, but he also mentioned the negative thing that was associated with him late in that ballgame.
So he's on, like, probation, you think?
But, on the scales of these things, if you don't even get mentioned by the head coach, that's even worse, right?
Yeah, that's why I say I take it as twofold. I think two things can be true, right? But with Roman, we need to see something, bro. We got to see something. This is year one for him, basically, because he missed his entire first year. And the thing about Roman in this situation, he didn't come into a room where it was just filled with great players. You know what I mean? I go back to my rookie year, and remember Nate Washington, who was an undrafted free agent who made the team?
Yep.
Look at the room that he walked into. You had Hines. You had Randall Well. Remember they signed Cedric Wilson over from San Francisco, a guy who could play really, really good football. You know what I mean? They had Lee Mays. They had guys already in the building. So he walked into an experienced room, and these guys have shown the ability to make plays, and they have. But he got it from the muscle. When you look at Roman Wilson, especially this year, the opportunity is there. When they traded away George Pickens, the opportunity is there. For some reason, he hasn't grasped the opportunity. Is it a above-the-shoulder issue or more just consistency?
I don't know.
You know what I mean? That's a question that I have, because he has the athleticism, he has the speed, the quickness, right, based on what he did at the combine and watching his collegiate tape, but something is not clicking for him to not get into that rotation and basically be the Calvin Austin.
Well, it sounds to me, B-Mac, like you love the Steelers.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In this game, they're a 3-point underdog. I'm sensing you're saying, the heck with the 3 points. I'm just going to pick the Steelers to win the game outright, and you're going to give us the star of the game to boot.
I am. Like, you know, I listened to a lot of E-40 growing up. Shouts out to all the California Bay Area listeners and listeners. So he sprinkled me was one of his hit songs. Time a 40 water. Sprinkle me. Sprinkle me the money line, man. There's good value in that. Yeah, that's good, man. This is a matchup. This is where you got to create separation. In the words of Mike Tomlin, this is what he used to tell us all the time. In November and December, either you're thriving or you're surviving. Which team are you? The teams that are thriving in the month of November and December, they have their eyes set on the prize, which is a playoff spot. The teams that are surviving, they ain't going to get there. This is when you show that we're thriving. Take what you did last week and bring it on the road out there to the West Coast and take over. I like Pittsburgh to win outright. I don't want no points. And my star of the game. Last week, did I go offensive defense? Do you guys remember?
You said you were going to change it up. And then I think
last week, who did I go last week? Do you remember?
I think you went Boswell.
No, I didn't go Bos.
Hold on. Wait a minute.
I know I didn't go Bos.
Did you? I thought you like went with two people.
Yeah, you did. I gotta go. I gotta look it back up. I need to write these things down from now on.
I usually track this stuff.
Yeah. And why you guys don't remember? You guys act like you had a few concussions.
B-Mac, if you go by me not remembering things that happen on the show, you just think that I don't actually have a brain. Pony remembers all of it, and I'm the opposite end. I'm like the dude from the movie Memento. As soon as the show's over, it's gone.
I was also in recovery from getting my nipples pierced, B-Mac. Oh, so things are kind of all blurry for me.
Oh, you know what? I got one for you.
Go ahead.
I
got
to go DK now. It's time for DK to do something. I just hope I'm not playing against DK in any of my fantasy leagues, but I'm calling for DK right now. DK will be my star of the game.
B-Mac, we'll be watching. We know you will, and we'll talk again next week. Appreciate it.
See you, B-Mac.
Thank you.
Follow us on Twitter, brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them, southhillskia.net. How about that Saints-Steelers juicy nugget from B-Mac there? Steelers had a deal with the Saints. Saints also had a deal with the Seahawks. Pretty much the same
Shaheed,
thing.
You're free. You can go wherever you want.
Pick where you want to go, and he picked Seattle.
I'd pick Seattle, too, if I were him. Regardless of the coordinator situation, they appear to be cooking with a capital C.
You know what I say back to that?
What do you say back to that, Pony?
If the Saints GM knew that the offers were equal,
why didn't he just
Omar knew that they were equal, make a better offer, so he has to trade Shaheed here. One up him.
Unless you don't want him that bad.
Let's do the Donnie football debrief next. Donnie's biggest football topic of the day, Mark Cabali after that. First, a headline.
Pitt basketball takes on the Longwood Lancers tonight. Coverage on The Fan begins at 6:30. For more, go to 93.7thefan.com. Headlines powered by Bowser and Genesis of Monroeville. Pony.
Mr. Magic Car Wash. That is one of my favorite pit stops on my way into work, leaving the gym, dropping Stella off at my mother-in-law's. If I can find the extra time, and I usually do, I'm hitting up a Mr. Magic Car Wash. Choose from any of their unlimited washes, starting at just $19.99 per month, and that monthly unlimited plan pays for itself after just two car washes. 23 locations all around town. Register at MrMagicCarWash.com or in person, and guess what? You can get a free premium wash right now. Just text FAN to 47757. It's Mr. Magic Car Wash. Moved up an hour today because Kabali is tagging in for a full hour. The Donnie Football Debrief, Donnie's biggest football topic of the day. It's brought to you by Saloni's Italian Bread Company, over 100 years of baking experience. But we don't have Donnie because Donnie is off covering the Whitfield playoffs. I will be at a Whitfield playoff game tonight.
Instead, we have a man who's probably got pictures pulled up on his computer right now of Diane Lane.
Speaking of pictures pulled up, did you see Greg Giannotti showed a photo of a woman's naked breast by accident on CBS Sports Network today?
I did not.
While they were on the air?
He had the old laptop open?
No, it was on his phone.
How did Pete...
I haven't seen the audio or read anything, but I think he was trying to, like, show Boomer Esiason and their update anchor when he was on the air, picture. And, yeah, it got picked up. Headline, awful announcing. Greg Giannotti inadvertently puts photo of naked woman on CBS Sports Network. The quote underneath, and it's a naked woman with giant breasts.
So, how big are the breasts for them to be
I love that that's
visible?
Where Mueller goes with this.
No. For his phone, not a large device. Is it zoomed in? Now I've got to click the audio because they have the post here. And I'm not going to, my computer will not play the audio, but I am.
Giannotti turned his phone toward Esiason and Recco. He also inadvertently turned it toward the CBS Sports Network camera that was zoomed in on him.
It's just outrageous. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, there it is.
Yep.
Okay. Anyway. You think he did it on purpose? Greg is a veteran of this industry.
Wait, he got this text from someone who did work on his house? They accidentally sent him... That's the backstory here? Somebody accidentally sent him a picture of a topless woman?
The awful announcing right up here is even funnier. Recco quickly attempted to shoo the image off camera, and CBS Sports Network immediately played the audio dump music that usually airs when a caller drops an F-bomb. But audio dump music couldn't hide the photo of the naked woman with giant breasts.
Giannotti said he was texting someone who he speaks with once a year when the person does annual work on his house. He didn't say what the work was, but it seemed like it could have been someone who winterizes his sprinkler lines or decorates the outside of his house for the holidays. What began as a text chain about setting a date to do whatever the annual work was took a turn when a naked lady entered the chat.
I'll say.
And then everybody saw it today. I kind of want to see it now.
I just brought it up on my computer. I mean, it looks like a woman who's... It looks like more than just a naked breast here. It looks like a fully nude woman from what you can tell.
Was her face blocked out?
I mean, it's that her face is like small enough and hard enough to see that, like, I don't think you could ever identify who it is.
Well, she might be able to identify herself based on what the breasts look like. Right? I think a woman knows her own breasts.
How do we even know that it was like a woman that was known to, like, to this guy? It could be just an adult film star or somebody who got naked pictures of
him on the
internet.
Does it look like it's a professionally done photo? Did you get a good enough look at it? Did it look like a selfie shot?
It does kind of look like somebody got this professionally done, yes.
Hmm. Well, then I would, if they got it professionally done,
it looks like
then
somebody,
they're probably not that
like
offended
somebody
that
posed for the picture.
Okay, then they're probably not that offended that a naked photo of them got out there.
I would agree. Anyway, Seth, you were...
Hold on, before we get to Seth, yes. I am going to Chartiers Houston versus Laurel tonight at West A. Chartiers Houston is my local school district. They upset Southside in the first round of the 1A playoffs last week. It was their first playoff win in like 30 years. They were the lowest seed in any class.
To win.
To win. So they're like the ultimate Cinderella. Now they play Laurel, and I think Laurel's up near Newcastle, I believe.
Yes, it is.
I believe JerMichael Finley next door is installing Laurel as like a 17.5 point favorite tonight, maybe
you
even more.
You being there, you know, harbors nothing but bad intentions or bad outcomes for the Buccaneers. You know? I mean, you're going to be on premises. I think the last time me, you, and Donnie tried to go to a Shard Houston basketball playoff game, Olsch just did like a dunk line.
No,
on
but Chartier still covered. And I went up and shook the coach's hand afterwards on a job well done. I was at Steelers-Browns and the Steelers won. I was at West Virginia-Pitt. My wife was rooting for West Virginia and they won. So
what does it say?
I'm not a jinx anymore.
What does it say that a good friend of mine sent the tweet to me, then sent the close-up screenshot of the screenshot? He said, to share with Pony off the air for the awful announcing story.
The boobs we're talking about?
Yeah, I mean, just so that you have an
easier
time.
Now I have a close-up of boobs to look forward to when this segment is over. One more quick thing on high school football. Did you see that Mike White put together his top 10 Whippeel football coaches since 2000?
I saw that he had done it. I didn't actually see the list.
Who do you think's one?
Chirpak.
Yep. Who do you think's two?
Zmianic?
No.
He
was four.
Wait, who took over for him at Aliquippa? Was it Mike? Why do I want to say
it? Begins with a W. Mike Warfield.
No.
Mike Warfield.
Yeah. Is he number two?
No, because he hasn't been there that long.
All right, so hold on. So Mike Z is number four. Chirpak's number one.
Mm-hmm.
I know Jim Render wasn't on there, which people were like, what? Who coaches Clairton?
Wade.
Is he on there?
No. He's not.
Bob Palko.
Bob Palko's two.
Let me at least try to get three and five. Art Walker.
Art Walker is four.
Okay.
No, Art Walker's three. My bad. Zemanek's four. Art Walker's three. So you got the top three. I gave you four, and now you got to get five.
He hasn't coached there long enough. Who's coaching Pine Richland for all this time? Or who was the longtime coach there?
Eric Kasparovich?
Yeah, that's who I would.
He's 10.
10.
Terry Totten over at Central Catholic's five. Not that he's not there anymore.
Wasn't Art Walker was there too, I thought.
Art was there too, yeah.
Yeah. Huh.
George Novak, six. Tom Nola was at Clairton before Wade.
That's who, yeah, I couldn't think of Tom
he's
Nola.
He's seven. Mark Lyons at Monaca and Central Valley, eight.
And then?
Gene Matsuk from Rochester.
Rochester, yeah.
And then Casper was 10.
Okay.
So, not a bad list. I mean, hard to argue anybody in the top five there. I mean, Novak, like, seems low at six. But, I mean, who do you knock? Who do you push down? You can't move Chirpak. You can't move Palko. You can't move Zemanek.
Although, does he get dinged at all for going to what, Ringgold and just
Seton LaSalle
stinking up the joint?
Yeah, but he was so good at Aliquippa before that.
I know, but I always think the players make the program there.
237-6. Or two? No, not six. 237-36 there.
That's it?
Yeah.
Jeez.
I mean, Palco's 249-87 in his career.
And just how times have changed. I know Jim Render and I feel like Jack McCurry defined like the 90s for sure. North Hills and Upper St. Clair.
I saw McCurry at the youth football thing that I did up in Pine Richland. Still looks good. Just hanging out.
Just loving life.
What do you got for us, Seth? Anything?
The debrief, November 7th, 2025. I'll keep this short and sweet, boys. The Broncos won last night, 10-7. Ugly game. I lost brain cells just watching that game.
Fair.
But late in the fourth quarter, Geno Smith went down with a quad contusion. He was in a lot of pain. He did come back for a little, but then was out, and they said questionable to return. So, and there's no update. Pete Carroll gave no update after the game or now.
I think I know where this is
of
going.
Of how long he is going to be out.
Yep.
Okay, I think I know where this is headed.
The man, the myth, the legend, Kenny P, came into the game, Kenny Pickett, went 0-for-1, which, by the way, was his stat line in the Super Bowl. So,
yep.
You know,
they let him throw a pass.
There.
Nice of him. Nice of them
so
to do that.
So my question to you guys are, if Geno Smith is out an extended period of time, Is it possible?
Whoa.
Sorry. Is it possible that he could have a late career resurgence like Sam Darnold or Geno Smith?
No.
Well,
no.
Hold on. I'm not saying like what they are.
Well, you did say that when you asked the question.
Seth, you interrupted me before I finished, but.
No, Seth, here's why I don't think so.
Well, can I pose another question then?
Sure.
I had this as a backup, so I wanted to raise this then also. Do you both, or either of you, hope he does?
Yes, I want to see Kenny do well.
Like,
I do.
I also don't think he will, but is there a part of you that actually hopes that
if he does, it'll make the Steelers kind of look bad, although there's like five teams in between.
He's been gone
so they all
long
look bad
enough.
Too.
He's been gone long enough that it shouldn't matter.
Okay, I'm going to answer it this way. I am not rooting against him at all, but I think there has been... Oh God, I can't even say... I can't even like go in the direction I want to go because there's really nowhere to hide. So it's either say it or not say it.
Yeah.
Just
all right, you know what? I am going to just say it. Thank you. You've inspired me. Aditi, who is on once a week on this station, has insisted to us, has actually brought it up, Pony, on a day you were off, just brought up out of nowhere how much the Raiders were like really bought into Kenny if they needed to go to him, how confident they were.
Yeah.
And she also had said that he would have been the Browns starter had he not gotten hurt.
Correct.
And I have had an impossible time attempting to reconcile the idea that a team would trade a guy who was their presumptive starter simply because he got hurt. It just means they didn't really like him that much.
Mm-hmm.
And the way the Raiders treated him yesterday in that game, here's one handoff, here's one pass, or maybe two handoffs or whatever he got. Then we're going to put Geno Smith, who's practically crippled at this point, back in. Suggests to me that Kenny Pickett is not, in fact, the darling of coaching staffs, and that teams that bring him on, even if he is their backup, don't really think he can hack it.
I really thought that Geno Smith would be much better.
He's not been good
there. He had a 4-touchdown game last week. It wasn't his fault that they lost. But other than that, he's been and the first game against the Patriots, they upset New England. He's been really, really bad. They've got a lot invested in him. They're 2-7, so they're not going to make the playoffs. But I wouldn't want to give Kenny the last 8 games yet. If they lose 2 more games, I think he's got to go in. Because at that point, you've got a losing season, and Geno Smith hasn't played well. You got to see what the other guy can do with Brock Bowers, Ashton Gentry, and Chip Kelly as the offensive coordinator. Because he's still a quarterback that's in his 20s and on a rookie deal, I think.
Man, I just...
You know, I mean...
It says so much, by the way, that they just did not even want any part of him going into that game. I don't know.
They didn't want to stick with him when Geno Smith got hurt. All right. Thank you, Seth. Coming up next, Mark Cabali for a full hour. Let's see if Mark's heard the same thing as BMAC on this trade the Steelers thought they had done with the Saints, and all of a sudden they get told no because Rashid Shaheed wanted to go somewhere else. That's coming up. Quick timeout, then a long commercial-free segment. It is a black and gold football Friday on the PM team. First, a message from Malzi.
Thanks, Pony. About Daisy French Onion Dip, I'll be going down to the neighbor's house tonight, I think, and we'll be watching whatever games are on. And I will be bringing some Daisy French Onion Dip because I like being well-liked at social gatherings. And nothing really is going to make you more well-liked if there's snacks out there than Daisy French Onion Dip. It's a game changer. It's as delicious as homemade. It's made with real herbs and spices. It's made with the kind of good stuff you'd find in your own kitchen. That is why, if you love snacking like I do during the game, you've got to look for Daisy French Onion Dip at a grocery store near you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, I think it's been a steady improvement in terms of their quality of play, particularly Roman of late, other than that boneheaded lack of ball security late in the football game. Generally, there's been an uptick in the quality of his play. But again, we don't look at our eligibles as wide receivers, man. We feel really good about our tight end group as eligibles as well. And you can't talk about the passing game without talking about the contributions that we get from that group. We've been very open about that as well. When we acquired Jonnu at the very beginning of the journey, we talked about, you know, that we have eligibles, regardless, REC, receivers. I still think we feel the same way. We certainly need growth and development from individuals within our collective, but we're comfortable with how we're distributing the ball and our utilization of people and our division of labor to this point.
15-minute mark on the Fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19. Peters Township fan weather for Sunday night in L.A. will look a lot better than it does right now in Pittsburgh. You'll have low 70s, no rain in the forecast, and a roof over their head anyways as the Steelers get ready to play the Rams. Mark Cabali, Steelers insider from the Pat McAfee Show, brought to you by Keystone Custom Apparel. The holiday rush is coming, so act fast. Visit KeystoneCustomApparel.com to get a free quote. Mark, going back to the scene of the crime on Sunday where you missed that great... Well, you missed a Rams-Steelers game, not a Steelers-Chargers.
I missed the Chargers game. I made it to the Rams game.
So you missed the Ben
Herbert
shootout. I
was already back
to
the
shootout.
Rams, and that was like deja vu. But we're pushing 4 years since the original Chargers where I spent a good 6 hours in the Inglewood emergency room. I do not...
You said you don't recommend tearing your Achilles anywhere, but the Inglewood emergency room that day you made seem like it was a war zone, basically. Yeah, like it was just a lot going on and you were hardly the biggest concern.
There was people like coming in off the streets just asking for crackers and food. My doctor might have been 14.
Doogie Howser? Yeah.
He had no clue what was going on. No, it's fine. No, let me try. Like an hour later, let me check this test. I'm like, I know the test you take. You just like squeeze your calf, and if your leg moves, it's whatever. It's ripped or not. He goes, oh, okay, we don't have anything to put on you, so let's put this ace bandage on you. See ya.
I like a good old ace bandage. Always does.
So they sent you on your way, and then you got back to Pittsburgh and found out it was torn.
Yeah, I had to.
Isn't the pain like excruciating with a torn Achilles?
It's half and half. You know, half the people that have it have the excruciating pain, and the other half don't. I just happen to be.
Where'd you tear the other one at?
Malik Willis, Senior Bowl. Plowed when I had the boot on.
You got hit with the boot on?
No, I was like walking and Malik Willis went to talk, so everybody started rushing towards it. It was the COVID year or year after the COVID year, so it was really messed up inside of a ballroom.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody like bumped into me and I overextended.
So do you know who did it? Do you know the culprit?
then I had to go talk to Connor Hayward, like, crying.
Man.
Because that one hurt?
I could tell that one was. I mean, yeah. I could tell both of them.
Connor, I hate Mark.
But that was it. So we're back to the scene of the crime.
Yep.
You like that stadium? Like, other than, independent of the fact that you tore your Achilles.
Mark's distracted right now. He's getting texts. He's getting
hope he's not getting the text Giannotti's getting. No, at least I hope he doesn't put it on camera for our listeners.
I just got a text from Mr. Yowie. I can't repeat it on the air, but it makes me kind of happy.
Oh, can you share it off the air afterwards?
Yeah, I'll share it off the air.
You can.
Is Josh busy being mad about the Steelers in some way, shape, or form right now? Yeah. He's a nice bellwether for what
the average
fan
thinks. I didn't hear anything
thinks.
From him this week.
Well, that means the median Steelers fan must be happy because Josh is the voice of the Steelers people.
You can watch the show now on our X stream. It's pinned on our 93.7 The Fan page. So if you can't get to YouTube or if you can't get to a radio, you can watch us there on
1,000 people doing this
Twitter.
Right now.
Cool.
1,000 people on our very first day doing this right this second.
They want to see my Thomas Jefferson hat because go Jags beat Port. Although I'm a big Port guy. Too.
Did you agree with Chirpek being the number one?
Chirpek is a legend.
How's he going to do in 5A?
It doesn't matter. Well, here's the problem now. The numbers are down at Thomas Jefferson because of the influx of soccer players potentially in that area. But as long as Chirp's around, they'll win. You guys
seem like you'd get along thick as thieves, you and Chirpek.
Great. I
mean, you both like shorts and cold weather. You're both kind of meatheads.
I mean, he would have to do be like...
Like any meathead, Mark just walked right through that comment.
He agrees with me. That's why he's not...
He'd have to go be the guy that oversees some playoff games in baseball. And I'd be at the playoff game, and he'd be texting me just saying stuff like, you know, he didn't want to be there. And it was quite funny, but never... McKeesport's more talented tonight.
Mm-hmm.
I will say that, but never count out Chirp. Chirp will come up with a plan.
Spell just seems like a man amongst boys, though.
Hey, if the Steelers can stop Jonathan Taylor, Chirp can stop Spell.
I think I can actually tell this story because Doran, I think, has told it on the air. But Doran, obviously, he admits this. He's like, yeah, one of the things about me, why I was so good in high school for part of it was like I was as big at like 14 or 15 as like basically a grown-ass man, right? And he goes, and I would always just stand and stare at the opposing team during warmups, like on their sideline. I'd come out there and just stand at the 50 and look at all of them, like big, strong dude who's going to run through you. He said when he tried to do it at Thomas Jefferson, Lucas Nix, Dom DeCicco, and a bunch of dudes just as big as him just stared right back at him. And he goes, this was like a playoff game. He goes, I got the sense that night that it probably wasn't going to be my day because it was like dudes bigger or as big who looked just as pissed off as he did.
Yeah, Lucas would have, Lucas Nix.
Well, Dom was not exactly a tiny person.
Yeah, he played in the NFL.
I just talked to Dom. I mean, he's a scout for San Francisco. So he was
Lucas Nix was a massive human being.
And not only that, he just didn't care. He was probably one of the top five high school athletes I ever covered, and I did it for
just pure athlete.
Unbelievable.
Mark, let's go back to what BMAC told us last hour.
All right.
His birdie that told him Steelers thought they had a deal with the Saints.
Okay.
But then the Saints also had a deal with Seattle, and they let Shahid pick where he wanted to go. Have you heard that?
I didn't hear that with Shahid, so I don't know if that's 100% correct.
But you're making
maybe
a face.
If you switch names, then that would be correct.
Oh, so you're hearing the Jags and Steelers had the same deal and Jacoby Myers picked Jacksonville.
Cool.
There you have it, brother.
Wow. Can you imagine if they got jilted twice?
No, I didn't hear a word about the Shahid thing. So maybe he mixed up. Maybe it's not. I don't know.
Either way.
But you got it on good authority. They had the same deal in front of the Raiders for.
And the player picked.
Yeah.
Myers.
Because he's going to go to Jacksonville where he's probably the de facto one right now with some of their agents.
Thomas got hurt, is out.
Still playing, right? No, he's out.
Now he's out this week.
Okay.
Funny you bring up his name, but.
Wait, why?
Why? No. You can't just pull that stunt.
Why? You've got T there, too?
Woodward and Bernstein right here aren't going to let you pull that one.
Oh, well.
Say it. You wanted it out there because you knew we'd seize on it.
At least you didn't bring up Waddle.
You just brought up Waddle.
Oh, did I?
What are you doing here?
Come on,
Mark.
Stop playing games with us here.
What is going on?
You want to know why Gump is making fun of you and giving you a hard time? It's because of this right here.
Put it this way. Omar wasn't just sitting in his office eating bonbons. There was things that were very, very far along that were out of his control, out of the organization's control.
Okay, so nobody in the organization was vetoing anything.
No.
It was, Art Rooney wasn't walking in and going, Omar, you know the draft is here next year.
And that was only a conspiracy theory. That was no reporting. And Mark,
I'm asking him to just squash conspiracy theories. You have on the pony scale, there's I'm hearing from people. Below that, there is rumor.
Yeah.
And that was squarely in the rumor part.
Now, didn't the Fowler say something about Waddle?
He did. I remember. Well,
I heard that just the price was
Mark,
way too high.
I heard
it was.
I heard it was a first plus for Waddle.
What's that?
First and something else.
No. Okay.
I think initially that was.
What did you hear the going price was for Waddle that could have gotten it done at the end of the day? Like,
well, I know. I don't think nothing would have got it done when you have an interim general manager.
Okay.
Miami that didn't want to make it look bad at the last moment, maybe rethought his stance.
Was it like it's down to like a three?
If I was a guessing man, I would say a 3 and a 5.
A 3 and a 5, but Miami got cold feet because their interim GM didn't want to look like a schmuck, basically.
Look at that catch. What are you?
This is one of the all time performances by you.
I know,
on the
I just
show.
Like to see you guys.
I know, you're just... I mean, it's actually very entertaining, I'll give you
the
that.
The bottom line is...
You're just pulling stunt after stunt here.
As Tomlin would always say, things aren't happening in a vacuum. This whole trade thing wasn't because they didn't want it traded. They swung and missed.
So why?
Times.
So
couple
why
big
is
swings,
the
they swung
okay,
and missed.
So why is the narrative out there that I think it was initially attributed to you, but then we heard it was Ray Fittipaldo saying it on a different show. Why does it get out there sometimes if you're telling us they were taking swings, they just weren't hitting the pitch, so to speak. They wanted to be in the batter's box taking their cuts. That after the fact, oh no, they're happy with what they've got. Because those two things do not exist, coexist peacefully. Those two notions.
Well,
idea that, oh no, they like this group of eligibles.
They have no choice after the fact. Look at last year.
Okay.
We're okay with the receivers. We're okay with receivers. Come February, it was coming straight from Omar, or I don't know who actually said it, saying, yeah, we needed more playmakers in our receiver room. So that's why we went out and got DK. I was like, wait a second. I thought you said last year you were okay with him. They were just following the plan of taking the, not all in. I hate to use the word all in, but in on a lot of this year, trying to win it this year. And it's not that these guys can't produce.
Mm-hmm.
But it's that fine line of if Austin gets hurt, if Wilson doesn't continuously get better, then where do you put yourself at?
All right,
that's where
I still want to talk about that, but I'm hung up on what you said about Waddle.
I'm afraid there, Malzie. He was typing away over.
So they
said.
They thought they had a deal for Waddle, and then
potentially,
and then it got.
You didn't hear it from me.
Okay. And then what happened with Brian Thomas Jr.?
What was that?
I think it sounded like you went
down the wrong pipe.
I think that just went. What? Brian Thomas, I think it was just.
All right, here's what he went with. Breaking. Steelers insider Mark Cabali, by the way, no Sayamalu officially.
Okay, we'll get to that.
Steelers insider Mark Cabali says the Steelers offered the Raiders 4th and 6th round picks just like the Jaguars. The Raiders let Myers pick where he wanted to go, and he chose, and then Pony goes in all caps. The Jaguars! Wow!
Yeah, that is a wow.
I don't know if it was 4th and 6th.
I think that
it
one's more
a little bit higher.
Pony, do you agree that if, say, this happened twice and it somehow happened with the Saints, I think it's way more of a wow that somebody picks the Jags than picks Sam Darnold and his old OC.
But Mark just told you why he picked Jacksonville, because he thinks he can get the ball there
Plus,
more, and he's going
to
be a free agent.
To get a big contract.
Exactly.
I don't know, man.
So hold on.
I disagree with that, though. Rodgers is a precision kind of passer. He's a quick guy as far as, like, he wants the ball out fast. What do we know about Myers? Very sure-handed and very professional and crisp in his route running. I would think that Aaron Rodgers would love the idea of throwing him the football.
I'm sure, but this is Jacoby Myers. Want to be behind DK Metcalf. That's
when Brian Thomas is healthy, he's going to be behind him.
Is he?
He should be because Brian Thomas is better.
I'm not quite sure about Brian Thomas as in his ability because he's – yeah, I guess he had a Pro Bowl year.
He was awesome last year.
Yeah, he was really incredible last year.
Yes.
He was getting overdrafted, it turns out, in fantasy leagues this year because he was
so good. Yeah, but they brought in a new – head coach, new coordinator,
right?
Sometimes those things don't match.
Mark, why have you gone on the air and said things like Jacoby Myers? When did Jacoby Myers turn into Jerry Rice?
Yeah, people,
why are we making people, Jacoby Myers out to be so good?
I'm not saying that. People just think that no matter who you get in a trade market, that he's all of a sudden the answer, the key. And you have a look at the past trade seasons, years. That doesn't really pan out. I mean, look at the receivers last year. They got traded near the deadline. The Deontays.
Oh, what a difference maker he was.
DeAndre Hopkins, the Mike Williams.
Yeah.
The Amari Coopers.
Right.
And I guess Davante Adams was probably the best out of the bunch. It's not like he's going to come in here and make a significant upgrade.
Yep.
Plus, Jacoby Myers had one really good year.
I think he's a very
solid. Yes, it was last year, though.
Classic plus, number two.
He's a two-month rental?
Okay.
Unless he plays really well and then you decide because he's not that old, you want to sign
Mark,
him.
Mark, all that's fine, but when the next sentence is, I don't think there's a big difference between a guy that's had a 1,000-yard season and a guy that's made 9 catches in his NFL career. I don't get
Kevin
that.
I'm Austin Morley. What I'm alluding to there was you probably have to get Jonnu Smith more involved in the offense. You should get Calvin Austin. I'm a big Calvin Austin fan. I think he fits in perfectly what they want. And Roman Wilson, you take what you can get from him. What I'm saying is, like Tomlin said when you were coming back from break here, is there's a lot of other eligibles out there. Freiermuth's not being used to his potential. So you put that whole group together, and I think that – plus, I'm just not a big fan of Jacoby Myers.
How many Raiders – well, is that the environment he's in right now or he was in? I mean, they're a mess right now. They had Kenny Pickett in there for like 2 snaps and then yanked his ass.
I mean, it sounds like Omar Khan and Mike Tomlin kind of disagree with you on that, Mark, if they made an offer and thought they had him, but the guy just picked the other team.
I'm just wondering if Tomlin during his press conference was...
I thought he sounded like a guy that thought a trade
knew
was coming.
Something, or he thought he was going to get lies to us, right?
Yeah,
it was basically like the transactional version, if it wasn't just messing with people, of... Get ready. I think there's going to be a rematch. Get your popcorn ready, and it never comes to fruition. By the way, Callis sampled. He sampled your comments in the Callis rap.
We'll play it later.
It was interesting.
Yeah, it was the other stray I received, him and the Gumpy.
Text us on the Edgar Snyder & Associates. You never want to get one from Gumpy. A person you love from where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Steelers do have a big injury for this game. We'll get Mark's reaction to it next. But first, a Seth the MILF Hunter headline.
The Pens won last night against the Capitals 5-3. Sid had 2 goals, and Brian Russ added 1 goal and 2 assists of his own. Next game for the Pens is Saturday afternoon. They're visiting the New Jersey Devils. Puck drop is at 12:30. For more, go to 937thefan.com. Headlines powered by Bowser & Jensen's of Monroeville. Pony?
Thank you so much. Let's talk right now about FanDuel, the official partner of 93.7 The Fan. It's a FanDuel Friday and turning it up with an NBA happy hour. How about that? From 6 to 7:30 tonight, so coming up here in less than 2 hours, FanDuel is dropping limited time specials to get you in the zone. That means boosts, bonuses, surprises, all designed to bring that Friday energy. This is not your typical promo. It's your weekly pregame. It's NBA happy hour. And it's every Friday. You've got to get on FanDuel from 6 to 7:30 to find it for yourself. Only on FanDuel, the official sportsbook partner of the NBA. Visit FanDuel.com/Andrew to grab your reward before the clock expires. 21 plus and present in Pennsylvania. Opt-in required. Rewards are non-withdrawable. Restrictions apply, including bonus and token expiration. Leg requirements and max wager amount. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.